Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Schroll. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Schroll. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mahoney fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Francona. White reaches second base with a double. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Fitzgerald moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fitzgerald moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fitzgerald scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Mahoney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Geiger scores. White moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes White trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Fitzgerald who tags White, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroll takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Schroll moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to third for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-0 in the game. McLish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Ted Williams pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Geiger moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Don Button now playing shortstop. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels bunts towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0-for-2 in the game. Baxes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fitzgerald for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Cal McLish. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schroll strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxes misplays the ball. That's an error on Baxes. Green moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 4 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Runnels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.